Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Friday, December 20th. From the Colorado News Connection, the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans sided with Texas and 17 other states that argued that requiring people to buy health insurance under the Affordable Care Act is unconstitutional. What does it mean for Colorado? Eric Galatis reports.
Adam Fox with the Colorado Consumer Health Initiative says the ruling strikes down just one component of the ACA, but the decision puts the entire law in jeopardy.
And what that means is that the health care of some 600,000 Coloradans hangs in the balance and could be stripped away if the entire ACA is struck down through this court case.
The appeals court sent the case back to a federal district court in Texas to decide if the remaining parts of the ACA can remain without the individual mandate. If the district court says the mandate can't be separated from the law, the entire ACA could be ruled unconstitutional. States filed the suit after Congress removed penalties for people who had not signed up for health insurance. The Affordable Care Act prohibits insurers from denying coverage or charging more for people with pre-existing conditions, which can include allergies, asthma, diabetes, glaucoma, and cancer. Fox says consumers would still be at risk if the ACA is repealed through the courts, even though Colorado has laws on the books that protect people with pre-existing conditions.
But those protections won't mean much if people can't afford their coverage. And without the Affordable Care Act, many Coloradans would struggle to afford the coverage that they need and essentially be priced out of health care.
Fox notes the court's ruling doesn't affect current health insurance options, and he encourages Coloradans to continue to get coverage through connectforhealthco.com. Open enrollment in Colorado continues through January 15th, 2020. This is Eric Galatis reporting for the Colorado News Connection.
Here are a couple of notes from the Denver Post. AAA Colorado is calling for gas prices to drop by as much as 25 cents per gallon in the state over the next few weeks. The prediction represents welcome savings considering the average cost of fuel in Colorado has risen well above the national figures for months. Right now, the average price of a gallon of gas in Denver is $2.68. That's 4 cents lower than a week ago, but 39 cents higher than at this time in 2018, a 17% increase. Motorists in other parts of the state are also paying significantly more than at this time last year. Colorado Springs folks are paying $2.70 per gallon on average, up from $2.34 a year ago. In Grand Junction, a gallon is going for an average of $2.80, up from $2.57 a year ago. The impending price drops the travel organization is predicting will be driven by two factors, increasing regional stocks of gasoline and an anticipated seasonal decrease in travel. Cheaper winter blend gasoline is also flowing at pumps now, something AAA Colorado says should bring prices lower after people start driving less after the holidays. Colorado's gas prices aren't just higher than they were last year, they are also much higher than the national average. That's been the case consistently since mid-September. As of Thursday, Colorado's average gas price was $2.78 per gallon, 22 cents higher than the national average of $2.56. Fuel prices in Colorado typically trend close to the national average or even below it. Such a large separation, with Colorado as much as 30 cents higher than the national average, is uncommon. It is caused by a confluence of factors. Unscheduled maintenance of refineries in California that rerouted gas to the state from elsewhere, a strong economy in Colorado that's kept many people driving around, and the decreased regional reserves seen earlier in the fall. At last, relief may be coming. And in the ongoing saga of the Bureau of Land Management's official move of its headquarters from Washington, D.C. to Grand Junction, the Denver Post reported that Grand Junction will be getting more of the BLM jobs than previously thought. The Bureau of Land Management has confirmed plans to bring about 40 employees to staff its new national headquarters in Colorado, increasing from the 27 jobs initially announced. Approximately 40 positions will be based in Grand Junction, agency officials said. The agency has announced plans to move 300 jobs from its current headquarters, which would leave about 60 jobs in the Washington office. Stay tuned to KVNF News for more on this story as it develops. And finally today, this is from Colorado Parks and Wildlife. Biologists surveying the Fisher's Peak property, which will become Colorado's next state park, have discovered that the 19,200-acre former ranch is home to the federally endangered New Mexico meadow jumping mouse. The mouse lives in riparian zones in Colorado, New Mexico, and Arizona. It is rarely seen because it spends 8 to 9 months each year hibernating. During the summer, it can be found along streams and rivers in areas of wet soils and tall vegetation. In 2014, the mouse was listed as an endangered species by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service due to loss of habitat and low population numbers. Finding the mouse on Fisher's Peak is not the first time it has been discovered in the region. Previously, the endangered mouse has been documented at Lake Dorothy State Wildlife Area east of the Fisher's Peak property. It also was found in southwest Colorado at Navajo State Park near Pagosa Springs and along the Florida River east of Durango. At Fisher's Peak, the mouse was discovered during biological sampling of small mammal populations this summer by the Nature Conservancy and the Colorado Natural Heritage Program. The sampling was part of a resource survey initiated after Parks and Wildlife partnered with the Nature Conservancy, the Trust for Public Land, Great Outdoors Colorado, and the City of Trinidad to purchase Fisher's Peak in February. Biologists found the mouse living in two locations. Parks and Wildlife staff then captured additional animals, and genetic material was sent for lab analysis that confirmed the presence of the mouse. Parks and Wildlife Director Dan Prenslow said, quote, "The habitats where the mouse lives are important for many other wildlife species as well. We don't intend to disrupt them as we design the park. We will balance the needs of our visitors with the wildlife that call the property home. Parks and Wildlife will work closely with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service to ensure that development has minimal impact to habitat areas important for the New Mexico jumping mouse and all wildlife at Fisher's Peak," end quote. And that was your KVNF Regional Newscast for Friday, December 20th. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.